See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey fam, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie. And now before we jump into episode 5, I wanted to take a little pause, right? A little family meeting, if I will. Because here's the thing, sometimes the devil doesn't just hit us with one tactic. Sometimes he gets us stuck in cycles. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Those repeated patterns. And it's not just one bad decision. It's the same kind of decision over and over and over again. And it's not just one wrong relationship, right? It's the same type of person in a different package. And it's not just one bad week of discouragement. It's the same loop every few months. So today we're going to talk about these cycles, why they're so hard to break, and how we can step out of them and finally live free. Ladies, men, single parents, this is for all of us, okay? So go ahead and pull up a chair, grab your coffee, and let's go there. All right, let's just say it out, okay? Let's just go ahead and lay it all out on the table. A cycle, what is a cycle, right? A cycle is when you find yourself in the same place again and again, even when you swore you'd never go back there. I know that's happened to me. I know that's happened to you. You know, for women, maybe it's like, I don't know, always dating the same type of guy, right? Different phase, same story, right? He looks promising at the beginning, but then months later down the line, it's just a heartbreak. And you're like, how did I end up here again? And for my men, you know, maybe it's always numbing the stress the same way, right? Scrolling, right? That lust, that porn, the hookups, the overworking. And you'll promise yourself you'll change, but the pressure hits and you fall right back. And then for us single parents, you know, maybe it's a cycle of overextending ourselves, you know, burning out and then feeling guilty for snapping at our kids. And then we repeat it all over again. And to be honest with you, sometimes it's not even relational, right? It's mental cycles. The loop of negative self-talk that we give, you know, ourselves. It's the cycle of starting with faith and then slipping into doubt, then beating yourself up for it, then starting again. And y'all, let me tell you, the enemy loves cycles because cycles keeps us stuck. We can't progress. We can't move forward. And here's the thing. If the devil cannot stop you with one blow, he'll trap you with repetition. Think about it, right? Cycles create predictability. Right? He knows your triggers, your weak spots, right? Your patterns. He doesn't even have to be creative about it. He just presses the same buttons and we react the same way. And eventually these cycles, they wear us down, right? And we start believing this is just who I am. This is just how my life goes. But guys, honestly, that's a lie. And we are not the cycle, okay? We are not our cycles. And you are not doomed to repeat the same mistakes, okay? And, you know, if we reference this back to the Bible, this isn't nothing new, right? God's people have been wrestling with cycles forever. Let's talk about Israel in the wilderness, right? They had the same loop, right? God delivers them, they trust him, then they complain, they doubt, they disobey, and then they wander again. And that cycle lasted about, I don't know, 40 years. And then in Judges, right? The book of Judges, over and over and over again, the Israelites turned from God and they ended up oppressed, cried out. God sent a deliverer to them and then they repeated it. Same cycle. And what about Peter, right? Overzealous, full of faith. Then he was fearful. Then he was restored. Right? His cycle was insecurity and boldness fighting inside of him all at the same time. But here's the hope, right? Every time God always showed up with grace, he always showed up with deliverance and always found, you know, a way out for them. But since we're not in Bible times, let's talk about 2025 because the cycles are real, right? Like we say that we're done with a toxic relationship, but when the loneliness hits at 11 p.m., and I always say 11 because that's like devil time, but you know, 11 p.m., you reply to that, hey, stranger text. And ooh, do I hate the hey, stranger text or hey, you or hey, you know, like, ugh, it gives me the ick. But anyways, you know, you reply to it. Or you say you're done comparing, but, you know, one scroll on Instagram and you're right back in that spiral. Or you say you're going to save money, right? But then the next online sale hits and suddenly the budget's out the window. You know, and for some people, it might be that you'll say you'll put God first in the morning, but, you know, I don't know. TikTok is the first thing you grab again. So we can laugh a little bit about this because we've all been there, right? But let's be real, if we don't break these cycles, they're going to end up breaking us, right? And how the cycles keep us stuck is because they are so effective, right? They drain our hope, right? You start believing you cannot change and they build shame, you know? Like you start thinking, what's wrong with me? They waste our time. While we're sitting here stuck in the same loop and in the same cycle, you know, our purpose is waiting for us. And it ends up sabotaging our relationships. Like you cannot build something new if we are still stuck in the old loop. And the devil, I'm going to be honest, like it kills me because I'm like, I wish people saw that. You know, the devil just sits back and laughs. And he's laughing not because he's a powerful, he's powerful, right? He's laughing because he knows if you believe you can't change, you won't try. And if you won't try, you're never going to get out of the hole that you dug yourself into. And if you never get out of the hole that you dug yourself out of, he's going to be content. But how do we break the loop, right? Like, how do we break the cycle? First of all, we need to name the cycle. You know, we need to be real about it. Like, what patterns keep repeating itself? You can't break what you won't name, okay? You need to find the trigger to that cycle. So when does it usually start? Does it start when you start feeling lonely? You know, does it start when you start feeling stressed, when you're bored? Because if you know your trigger, then you can fight the cycle. And that is just half the battle, right? And then we want to replace it with truth and action. Like, let's not just say, I won't do this again. Try saying, when I feel this, I will do this instead. So for example, instead of texting that ex, call a friend or pray about it, right? Invite some accountability into our lives, into your life, right? Sometimes you need somebody who can say, hey, sis, don't do it, right? Or bro, you're better than this. Lean on God's strength, not the willpower. You know, in Zechariah, and I hope I said that right because I'm going to butcher some of these names, but chapter 4, verse 6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. You know, breaking a cycle isn't about being strong. It's about surrendering deeper. Okay, guys and ladies, you know, I know some cycles feel like second nature. But sis, you know, you're not stuck. You know, God can break it. And to my men out there, I know the pressure to be strong makes it hard to admit your cycles. But, you know, admitting it is strength and not weakness. And for us single parents, I mean, I know that survival mode can feel like a cycle in itself. I know. But, you know, God sees us and he can bring peace into that chaos. So don't let guilt keep you looping. Okay. And I want you guys to chew, and I mean chew on this week, the following questions that I have for you. Okay. I want you to write it down. I want you to talk about it. I want you to pray through it. Okay. The first thing is, what's one cycle I keep finding myself in? The second question I want you to ask yourself is, what's the trigger behind it, right? We're going to find out what the trigger is behind that cycle. And what would breaking this cycle open up in my life? Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it freedom? And who can I invite into this journey with me? And don't just let this be another cycle of hearing and not changing. Like, I don't want you to go there and journal these questions and really dig deep into the roots of your cycle. And then you just write it down and then you just read it and then you just walk away and it just stays on a piece of paper. I really want you guys to take action, right? Like one cycle for me, I'm going to be completely honest. Let's just say, I'm not going to say that because it's a little bit personal, but let's just say that I went ahead and I threw away all of my sexual toys, right? In the trash. I didn't think about them. I have not one piece of sexual toy because I know that if I kept it around or if I kept it accessible or easily accessible to me, I was going to continue to utilize them, right? And my whole, my part of it, not that I was a masturbation addict or anything like that, but I did get into cycles where, I mean, I might have needed to use them. We all do. So, but I was like, I want to live in purity and I want to wait till marriage. I don't want to have that cloud my judgment, right? So I find ways to release whatever it is that I'm feeling through getting on. I'm going to be completely honest. When I get those thoughts, I just literally open my Bible and I start reading, you know? So that's the way that I broke that cycle. And I broke free, right? That brought freedom to me. So let's go ahead and close in prayer, okay? Father, thank you that we are not defined by our patterns or our past. Thank you that cycles can be broken in your name. Lord, give us courage to name the cycles, wisdom to see the triggers, and strength to choose new paths. For every woman listening, remind her she is stronger in you. For every man, remind him that weakness is an invitation for your power. And for every single parent, cover them with grace and peace to break the cycles of stress and guilt. Lord, set us free to walk boldly in the new. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And fam, that's our pause episode for today. You know, the devil may love cycles, but guess what? We've got the power to break them. And so let's not just stay stuck, okay? Let's keep moving, keep growing, and keep walking free. And I'll see you next time on Sacred Synchronous, where we'll be stepping out of cycles and into freedom. Until next time, bye guys.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.